Welcome to the Top 8 Movies podcast, presented by Top 8 Media. Every week we share top 8 lists from movie lovers across the globe. We also dive into actors and actresses' top 8 movies according to IMDb scores. And hear many reviews from our resident film reviewer, Mike Morgan, as he reflects on his top 8 films of each of the last 34 years. We have special edition top 8 lists on more specific topics from the movie industry. Send us your top 8 list to be read out on future episodes. Just DM us on Instagram at top_8_media. Thanks for tuning in, and let's crack on with the show. Welcome back, everybody, to Top 8 Movies from Top 8 Media. My name is Owen Morgan, and I'm sat down with my co-host, Jessica Johnson, and we talk all things movies through the power of Top 8 Lists. And today, we have a very special edition episode. This is a really special edition. This is like a special vignette. This is us, for about 10 minutes or so, sharing what we're excited to see in the rest of 2024. So this is our top 8 things we're most excited to see. So a little bit different. And then later in the year, we'll tell you what we've seen, and if it gets in top 8 lists, if we can remember. But generally, we just wanted to do a short little thing because we're trying to fit in recording schedules and all that sort of stuff. Taste of what's to come. So it's a little bit different. So we'll both read our top 8 out. There's no one else involved, just me and Jess. So our top 8, and then we'll share a little bit about 3 of them to why exactly we cannot wait to press that play button or get into those cinema seats. So how are we going to do this, Jess? Let's have a bit of fun here. Let's go wild. I'll do my 8. You do your 8. I'll do my 7. Let's do it that way. That'd be super fun. So guys, in my top 8, I most want to see, in 8th position, the 8th thing I most want to see, if that makes sense, is Inside Out 2. Over to you, Jess.
And mine is Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Nice. My 7th position is Monkey Man.
And mine is A Young Woman and the Sea.
My 6th is Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F.
And mine is Atlas.
My 5th is Civil War, which actually at the point of recording has just come out, but that's fine.
Mine is The Fall Guy.
My 4th is a lovely kids film called IF.
Mine is Fly Me to the Moon.
My 3rd is Furiosa, a Mad Max saga.
And mine is Twisters.
My 2nd is Fall Guy, so it's popped up again here today.
My 2nd is Deadpool and Wolverine.
My 1 is Deadpool and Wolverine.
And my 1 is the Garfield movie.
And there we have it. There's a lot more coming out in the next year. What I would, to kick off, because we're going to sort of dive into some films each, but just quickly, I think they said there's pretty much no Marvel this year. I think it's Deadpool is the only one. I don't know what you think about that. That is weird. That's pretty much the only Marvel. What are your thoughts about that? That's wild. More films are going to get a chance here to be seen.
Oh, yeah. It'll be really interesting to see our top IMDb and our top box office with Marvel taking a, what do you call it, like taking a leap year? Taking an off year or something? That's very interesting.
Yeah, well, I think that the reputation taking a bit of a hit recently with some of the sort of flops they've done. So maybe they're just taking stock a sec. Just trying to see what's next. But I mean, if you're going to release anything, it's a Deadpool movie, right? That's to be done. But yeah, there's some interesting stuff coming out. The problem is, like, I'd have to look at every individual film. A lot of them, I didn't know what they were, but I'm sure if I clicked in and read the plot, I'd be like, awesome. So I just had to sort of go with what I kind of knew. So, but if we had more time, we'd discover more. But there's stuff that you've got that I don't know much about. So I'm really excited to hear about some of those. So let's dive into 3 each. So I'll kick off with 1 and then I'll hand over to you. So I put Beverly Hills Cop in at 6th position. And I'll tell you why. Because obviously Beverly Hills Cop is kind of like, you know, it is what it is from back in the day. But from what I can tell in the trailer, it looks like a slightly darker version of Eddie Murphy's character, a bit more conflicted perhaps, some comedy in there as well. Well, that's what I picked up from the trailer anyway. So it's directed by Mark Mamole, starring Eddie Murphy, Taylor Page, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I love him, Judge Reinhold, and Kevin Bacon. Woo! The plot is Detective Axel Foley, played by Eddie Murphy, is back on the beat in Beverly Hills. After his daughter's life is threatened, she, Tyler Page, and Foley team up with a new partner, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and old pals Billy Rosewood and John Taggart, to turn up the heat to uncover a conspiracy. See, I think, yeah, his daughter's life has been threatened. It looks classic Axel, but like I said, with that darker complexity to it, and that really excites me, to be honest. That grittiness is what pulls me in. Is that, are you interested in this at all, Jess?
I definitely think it'll be good, especially seeing the different dynamics and it being more intense, I think, of a storyline is a way to put it.
Yeah, definitely. There's only so much you can get from a trailer, but I'm super excited. So hence its top 8 position. So tell us a little bit more about your first film of choice.
So in my number 7 spot, I have The Young Woman in the Sea. And it stars Daisy Ridley, and the director is Joachim Rønning, maybe. And I love this. It is based on a true story. It is about a competitive swimmer, Trudy Ederle, and she. It was in 1926. She was the first woman to ever swim across the English Channel. So really intense. The trailer just looks very dramatic for this movie. And I have loved everything that Daisy Ridley has done thus far. So I am excited to see her bring to life Trudy's story.
Amazing. Thank you. I just looked up IMDb as you said it, because I said I hadn't had much time to do much homework on this episode. But yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm super excited for that. I love Daisy Ridley too. She's fantastic. Obviously, Star Wars has launched her into stardom, but yeah, competitive swimmer, Trudy Jury, who 1926, first woman. Oh my God, it's going to be so good. So I'm jealous. I'm jealous it's on your list. Too late now. So thank you very much. That sounds awesome. Right, let's get some kids' movies going. It's not normal for me to have a kids' film, but this looks so beautiful. So it's director John Krasinski. I'm so excited to see him doing some creating some films now. Really, really cool. Starring Ryan Reynolds, woohoo! Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, John Krasinski, and Kaylee Fleming. What a lineup. Plot from writer and director John Krasinski. IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends and what she does with that superpower as she embarks on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten ifs with their kids. Oh, it's so beautiful. Watch the trailer, guys. It looks so lovely. You know, just trying to get kids to fall in love with their IFs again. And adults obviously probably have IFs knocking around. It looks like that some adults might get to hang out with their old ifs from back in the day. And it just looks so well put together and so amazing. Ryan Reynolds looks just like an awesome dad in it. And, you know, Matt Damon, Emily Blunt. I mean, you can't go wrong with some of these guys. And it just, I can't wait to sit down with my steps and watch this. If he might be like, oh God, no, he's 8. But I'm going to be watching it. I don't care. It looks bloody fantastic. So as kid films go, do you like this idea? Imaginary friends trying to reconnect with their owners, I suppose. Might be the right word.
I love it. And the thing that I love about a lot of kids' movies is I think that, sure, they're geared towards kids to entertain them, but I think we're all big kids at heart, right? And there's something I read once about how a lot of the time we go through life and at some point we were discouraged to have these thoughts and dreams and beliefs and, you know, the act of art and play and how important that is to bring back in adults. And I think this is going to be a really beautiful movie that people can connect to their inner selves and things that are fun and hopefully have some good memories sparked. So I'm excited about this movie too. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm pretty biased because my boy, and he stopped saying that, my boy Ryan Reynolds is in it. So if it was anybody else, maybe we're like, oh, this looks quite good. But I'm like, hey, he's the dad. Can't go wrong. That's pretty cool. So yeah, big love to IF. I can't wait to watch. I'll be sharing with you what I find. So back to, you're doing your number 4 as well. I've just done my 4. You do your 4. Let's do it.
So my number 4, Fly Me to the Moon, is not a confirmed true story, though many conspiracy theorists believe it to be true. It is about the moon landing, but not just the moon landing. What's super exciting about this, it has Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum, and Woody Harrelson in it. The director is Greg Berlatini. And it basically, Scarlett Johansson's character is coming in, and she is the one who is marketing the moon landing. So it's really funny that they're trying to basically get people's buy-in to support the moon landing because they're about to have funding pulled and all this kind of stuff. So she has to create this beautiful story, and it's really cute. The preview is showing her battle with Channing Tatum and saying, well, you didn't want to do any interviews, so I had to hire people to pretend to be you so they can do all this publicity stuff. So it just looks, it's really fun. And there is, you know, the conspiracy theorists that believe we never landed on the moon and it was all fake and staged, but this shows the dynamics. And I'm just really excited to see the full story, because the preview alone, I'm just like, this is such a great story. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait to see the full thing and have all the blanks from the preview filled in. So, yeah.
Yeah, it looks great. I just looked that up as well. And yeah, what a lineup. Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum, and Woody Harrelson. I'm super pumped for that. But yeah, it looks great. So yeah, thank you again. Because like I said, I didn't have a chance to check out all the trailers. So yeah, that looks awesome. Can't wait to watch that. Well, this is a really beautiful, positive show. There's no reason to be negative about anything, which is exciting, which is great. Right, so let's go for my number two. I don't think either of us need to talk about Deadpool. I mean, it's pretty obvious it's going to be epic. It's done. It's already my Oscar winner. So, Fall Guy looks incredible. I was literally pins and needles, glee pouring out of my being when I was watching the trailer. It looks so good. So first off, it's by the Bullet Train director, and Bullet Train is like one of my favorite films, so done. So David Lynch, who is just a fantastic director anyway, starring Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, Aaron Taylor Johnson, and Stephanie Hsu. Great lineup there. So plot, guys, it's awesome. Check it out. He's a stuntman, and like everyone in the stunt community, he gets blown up, shot at, thrown through windows, and dropped from the highest of heights, all for our entertainment. And now, fresh off an almost career-ending accident, this working-class hero has to track down a missing movie star, solve a conspiracy, and try to win back the love of his life while still doing his day job. What could possibly go wrong, right? So yeah, it's like real-life drama where he potentially get killed at any time. But because he's a stuntman, he can like take the blows and go with what's happening. And it looks silly. But also the action looks incredible. The dynamic between Ryan and Emily looks fantastic. And it's just a cool idea for a film. It's going to be really stylish and fun like Bullet Train was. It's going to have a hardcore vibe. And I'm all in for it. It's such my brand. And I cannot wait. So much glee. So, Jess, what are you thinking about The Fall Guy?
I definitely think it looks good. It's a fun take. There's a few movies I found recently that talk about the stunts and the people who do the stunts for the actors and stuff. So this, I think, is a fun comedic spin. And of course, it's got, you know, one of your boys in it. So I think it's going to be good. I, too, am a huge fan. So I'm excited to watch it. And I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's already my best film of 2024. We're done. No, maybe Deadpool, actually. yeah. It's going to be up there. Top three. It's already done. It's over. Now, I'm kind of like, I'm a little bit confused. You seem to have put Garfield at number one. So you need to really explain to me where this is coming from. It's pretty cool. I'm a bit confused. Hit me.
I love Garfield. Garfield was always my favorite as a kid. I loved reading the Garfield comics in the newspaper. And I'm so excited there's a new Garfield movie coming out. And Chris Pratt is Garfield. So, and then, you know, Samuel L. Jackson. So it's got an amazing lineup. It'd be really interesting to see Samuel L. Jackson's language in a Garfield movie and how that portrays. But of course, it has a fun little storyline. Good old Garfield gets reunited with his long lost father. So him and Odie, they abandon their perfectly pampered life. And they end up on a high-stakes heist. So I'm really excited about it. Again, I love Garfield, so I think it's a childhood thing. Like, oh, Garfield, and a new spin with Chris Pratt and Samuel L. Jackson starring in it. So I'm excited for it. I think it'll be fun, though. I do love Deadpool for sure. I just I want to give some love to my love for big old fat orange cats.
I've got the trailer playing here now. Yeah, it looks awesome. And as soon as you said the two guys that were the voices, I'm like, yep, yeah, I'm in. Yeah, that looks great. Well, fair enough. You know, we're honest and authentic on the show. Garfield's your number one. I love it. So, yeah. I don't know what we're going to do about voting for this one, but before we finish, we'll just very, very quickly just do a one-liner for each thing we have. So Inside Out 2, love the first one. Kids films involving exploring the mind, psychology, I'm all in. Monkey Man, Dev Patel. I'm not sure if it's directorial debut. It might be. But from Slumdog Millionaire. But this is basically, my dad's seen it. He loved it. And he said it's like the Indian version of John Wick. The fight scenes are long and epic, a little bit gruesome. And he's incredible in it, playing Monkey Man. I can't wait. I love John Wick. I'm no doubt going to love this. Civil War, I just love stuff like that. The world kind of falling apart at the seams. What's going to happen? I'm in. And Mad Max Saga. I love Mad Max anyway. This is so well filmed, so well put together. Amazing cast. I can't wait to watch the next installment. So Jess, anything you want to say about the few you haven't mentioned?
Awesome. Well, my number 8, Bad Boys, Ride or Die. I've loved the series. I think it's been really enjoyable, so it'll be nice to see Will Smith and Martin Lawrence come back and tell a little bit more about their story and what they're up to now. And I talked about Young Woman in the Sea. So Atlas, it stars Jennifer Lopez, who I think is just an amazing artist in all the films. So it's great to see her coming back to movies. And it's got an interesting and maybe like new age feel because it has to do with AI. So she's like an AI soldier. So I think that'll be interesting. Fall Guy, you mentioned that one. Twisters. I live in Oklahoma. It's like the capital for tornadoes. It was filmed here. So it is there is the movie Twister. So Twisters is kind of believed to be the sequel-esque. So I'm excited to see that for the love of movies, things that go on in my own state, and also that it was filmed here. And then, of course, Deadpool, but we've talked about that. And who doesn't want to watch Deadpool? I think that's probably one that everybody can get behind. So I'm excited for all these movies. I think it's going to be a good year, and it's going to make for a tough list for us to come up with a top 8 when the year is over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly is. I cannot wait. We're going to get to like December or something where we record it, and we'll go, hey, look all the ones that made it. And like how wrong we were for some of the others. It was terrible. I doubt it for any of these. I think if we pick them because we're going to like them, it's really cool. So we might do a few more things like this, really short episodes. If you like it, let us know, little bite-sized bits here and there. And it's easier for us because we can record more content. So, you know, unless you guys, you know of any sponsors or, you know, want to find ways to support the show, then maybe me and Jess can make some more episodes if we got some cash flowing in. But that's for a later date. But we want to thank everybody for all their support of the show. We're really, really grateful. We really hope you have some amazing films coming to watch. And me and Jess will see you next time when we will be covering many more big movies. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Send us your top 8 list today to top_8_media. If you find it too hard to create your top 8 of all time, then why not a top 8 from a certain actor, actress, genre, or director? You can even make it more niche. For example, the top 8 films set in space. Your list could inspire, so join the top 8 media contributors today. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.